Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how bad breath is killing business.
Well, it should be bad breathing, really, like it's a little bit of a joke of ours. But bad breath would really kill your business as well.
Yeah, that too. But we're going to talk about bad breathing in the way of energy management.
Yeah. And when we talk about energy management today, just so that you get a context, we're going to be talking about energy management, but from both the mind and body aspect of it. And I think a really great way to start and explain this is imagine a battery.
Yeah. So if you have a look, let's break it down and make it easy. There's roughly around three levels of battery life. You can be on red battery life, which
low charge.
You can kind of be at yellow, you know, moderate. Hey, this good.
Yeah, doing all right. Good. No worries.
Up and down, but it's good. And then you can have like a green battery life, fully charged.
Yeah, when you're on high charge, you're ready to go. You're kicking some butt in your business. You've got time and energy for your family, your friends, and for yourself.
Mm. And I find it really fascinating. And look, I've been guilty of this as well, of being more concerned about the charge of your mobile devices than you are the charge of your self.
Are you one of those people that are in the restaurant asking someone else for a charging cable because your phone's about to run out of battery and you're panicking?
Guilty. Blame it on, it's the kids. Mm. So to bring this all together, if you have a look at where you're making decisions and where you are with the energy of your body, are you in low charge making decisions there out of desperation?
So in your business, I mean, management is at the top of the tree, and you have the choice of either making decisions from peaceful and powerful,
fully charged,
or making decisions from cranky and stupid, low charge. And I've noticed that even in things like in doing property deals and making decisions or doing negotiations, that you have a far better outcome when you're doing negotiations or making decisions from that upper end of the battery.
Mm. And even in personal life too, I've noticed a difference even in relationship with my husband and our kids, that if I've got a low charge, a low battery life in this body of mine, I react and I don't make very good choices when I am interacting with my children or my husband. Whereas when I'm fully charged, I can interact better and we have different results. So having a look at
let's ask you right now, if just in generalized terms you have those areas of the battery, just think about yourself and your own energy management right now. Where are you currently sitting right now? Are you in the red? Are you in the yellow or are you in the green? Mm. Most of the people that we have that we consult to or that come and see us at our live events generally hover between the red and the yellow. Most people post a breathing session with us for a very long time or for a first time in a very long time, do get to feel what green is. So it's a realization that people have. So Angie and I have been discussing this a lot. We've discussed a lot about, the simplicity of this idea of making decisions from the green, peaceful and powerful, like making quality decisions in your business, because after all, they affect your activities and then ultimately they affect your results.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opening aha moment for me when I was having a look at going backwards, going, you know, like what Shane just said, the results, and then you have, well, that's directly correlated to the activities, which is directly correlated to the decisions you're making, which is directly correlated to the person making the decisions. And the person making the decisions, are they in red, yellow, or green making those decisions?
How many of you out there can think back right now and sort of look at decisions that you've made, conversations you've had, deals that you've done in your business, anything like that, and sort of have a think back and sort of try and just feel into where you were sitting in your own personal energy, in your own personal, and have a look at the results that yielded. You know, I think a lot of you, if you're honest enough, will sort of say that if you weren't in the greatest space, you weren't, you know, in your own full charge, that you might, the decisions that you made could have been better, or you could have got a better outcome, better results.
And like what we said at the start too, I mean, energy management is mind and body. There is something else in at play as well, but we're just going to focus on the mind and body.
Yeah.
But they also kind of play back and forth to each other. So it could be a lacking in the body, which feeds the mind, and then the lacking in the mind that feeds the body. And then it can be like a little bit of a vicious cycle where, you know, one is playing off of the other. And so what we found is the breath is the fastest way to interrupt the pattern, to be able to charge the battery of your own body and mind system to be able to make a decision from
there. And we have mentioned before the physiological effects of the breathing, which we term as the key habit. You know, we've talked about high quality habits and how they do restore your battery to green. You know, high quality habits in that way. And if you look at the breathing from the physiological aspect, it is the fastest way to change your body's chemistry, which is the fastest way to change your state. We have certain breathing techniques that will take your energy right up, and certain breathing techniques that will put you right down into a relaxed state. Both of them are probably the most effective energy management and state management tools that we have ever come across. You know, as most of you know, I've mentioned my past before on earlier episodes that, you know, I've trained elite athletes, special forces soldiers. You know, I've done a lot of hours myself, you know, dabbling in what's the quickest way, what are the hacks, what are the things that you can do to get yourself these really quick state shifts, and or get the battery level right up, rev yourself right up. And you know what? Breathing is it. Breathing is and it's the most accessible thing that you have.
Yeah. And Shane, just to let you know as well, he's like, I want the result now. So of course he's going to go straight to what's going to be the most effective. Now, look, breathing, of course, is our modality. And we have trialed and tested a lot of modalities, and a lot of them have worked quite effectively, especially in the mind part of things. But what we found is there's that missing between the mind and body, that connection, the mind-body integration. And so we found that the breath is the fastest way to integrate both the mind and the body. So if you take the breath to whatever is your modality of choice and integrate it into your high-quality habit, you'll notice that there'll be a supercharge. So, you know, say for instance, if meditation is your thing, add the breath into it, like what we teach, it will supercharge it. If yoga is your thing or Pilates is your thing, then add the breath into it in the way that we're going to be sharing with you more, and you will supercharge what you're already doing.
Yeah, it's the ultimate plug-in. Now, you want to look at your personal energy management from a few different aspects as well. We look at personal energy management from the aspect of your body. So let's consider food, consider water, you know, consider sleep. These are all what we class as, you know, having high quality habits in these areas.
And movement.
Movement as well is another one. You know, all of these will ultimately affect the charge of your battery, both from a mental and a physical aspect.
Yeah. So bringing it back around to how bad breathing is killing your business, it's if you're not paying attention to your own energy management, then you may not be paying attention to your battery life. And when it comes time to make an important decision and you're caught out in the red, the breath is the fastest way to recharge, to be able to give yourself some space to be able to make a decision from there.
And I want to point this out. We were fortunate enough to, on the weekend, be involved in a board of directors meeting where there was 13 other business owners, entrepreneurs, all at the top end of their game, sitting in the room talking about what were the major problems in their business. You know, people were talking about, are my products right? There was people talking about, should I hire a team? There was people talking about, am I undercharging for my services? All these different problems. Now, what I personally saw under the hood of all of this, or underneath all of this, was personal leadership and energy management. The decisions, the thoughts, the things that were that people were asking about were about those things, but really what was underneath it was making poor decisions from a low battery.
That was the main
culprit, and that's the sort of thing that spurred us on to really come on and lift the lid on this and really get it out there to you guys out there listening that all these problems are they're symptoms. The, you know, have I got the right product? Should I bring on team? They're symptoms of low personal energy.
I couldn't say it any better. In fact, I don't know if there's anything else more to say, because that just goes straight to the root of most issues in business.
It is, and it's something that we've personally experienced in our business ourselves. We have personally been able to build and manage our own wealth business. That is property portfolio, share portfolio, you know, investments in different vehicles in tech companies. We've now built the business here. We maintain our relationship. We maintain our relationship with our kids and our family. And that the key element in all of that has been the management of our own energy. That's really been the key element here.
Yeah, simple. Yet if you don't do it, it's complex.
Yeah, and as we said before, it starts with the key habit of breathing.
Yeah.
This, we can't stress this enough, and stress is another
podcast.
It's a whole nother issue. But what we really want to stress here is being able to get yourself, or know where you are on the battery level, know whether you're sitting in red or sitting in yellow, or whether you're sitting in green, and you're going to ebb and flow between these, but it's understanding and having a quick, easy to use tool to be able to get yourself, you know, charge yourself back up at, you know, on demand. It's something as simple as sitting for 3 minutes. You know, we introduced the P3 method, the power of three method, which involves breathing in a certain pattern, you know, using the triangle, using the square, or using the circle. If you don't know what we're referring to, then you can find that episode amongst our podcast. But it's a simple method. In 3 minutes, you can charge yourself up.
A very useful tool, especially multitasker, mother, entrepreneur, business owner, wife, whatever it is that comes along that us women feel like we have to manage. It is the best way to get you into a peaceful and powerful state to be able to operate from there. And that, to me, has been absolutely priceless in being able to enjoy the journey.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's this one is like we said, it's simple, not easy. We will say that.
Easy when you do it. Yes. No, it's the willpower, and I think we'll talk about that on another podcast.
Yeah, and again, just to really hammer this home, it's the habits. The habits are the things that bust the procrastination, that drive the consistency, that create the confidence, that charge up your battery, that have you make quality decisions from management that come down to activities that then come down and give you your results.
Good.
All right.
Breathe better, look after yourself, and have better results.
And remember, it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer, the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.